Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the NBL News Podcast. Joined by Aiden and Jackson once again. What's going on, guys?
Not much. Happy belated birthday, my man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Aiden.
Happy birthday, Evan.
Yep, thank you very much, fellas. The big 2-0.
He's not a kid anymore.
No longer a teen, unlike
he's
you gents,
a big boy now.
look, I'm disappointed though. There was no NBL games this past weekend. We did get two Boomers games, which were, well, you know, one-sided, I guess. But there's still a bit to talk about in the week. Still some big NBL news and the like. So we'll get stuck right into it. We'll stick with the Boomers talk and their two games on the weekend. We already knew that they qualified for the World Cup in August. I believe it is late August it starts. Looking forward to that. But that first game, they were a little shaky at the start against Bahrain, but they ended up getting that 32-point win over them, absolutely killing them in the end. Gee whiz, I reckon an NBL 1 team could have beaten Bahrain there, unfortunately. But the man that stole the show was the Wildcats' own Toddy Blanchfield, who ended up with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and we'll talk about his other game too in a moment. But his first game, he was the best player for the Boomers. And he's trying to show John Reilly that he should have used me during the season. Isn't that right, Jackson?
Yeah, well, he definitely showed his talents. I mean, even though it is against a team like Bahrain and later Kazakhstan, like, you know, he's still taking shots. You know, there's no difference in terms of the pressure that is put on him by taking those shots. Like, it's just open shooting. So, but like, yeah, really showed his talents, in particular his 3-point shooting abilities. And, yeah, it was just great to see him perform. Like, we've seen guys, I want to say like Emmett Nahr a year ago when they had that team in Japan coached by Rob Beveridge, and he just balled out for the Boomers or whatever you want to call them in qualifiers. And like, there's always just a guy who's had a bit of a down season or isn't getting the run that he deserves, and he just puts on a display for the national team, and he does a really good job. And Blanchfield was that for this team, so yeah, good on him, and hopefully we get to see him a bit more in NBL 24.
Yeah, well, that second game as well, he ended up with massive 31 points, and that was at three-quarter time.
Yeah, at one point, Blanchfield was 2 points behind Kazakhstan. It was Blanchfield 31, Kazakhstan 33.
Unreal.
So, just incredible.
7 three-pointers made in that game. Boomers ended up getting the win 98-53. Absolute demolition. But, yeah, look, Blanchfield, he showcased that he still has the ability to score the ball at fair level. Yes, as he said, it's against Kazakhstan and Bahrain, but John really should have given him minutes. Look, I'll ask you, Aiden, should he opt out of his contract and get a better opportunity? Because I don't think he suits John Reilly's style. He may suit the guy that coached him that game, Dean Vickerman's style, a bit more at Melbourne United. What do you think, Aiden?
I don't know if he can opt out. It's a big-term deal because he wasn't paid, like, short money. It was a lot of money.
Mm.
I don't think Perth want to, you know, pay him out unless the team's willing to pay his contract. So I reckon he'll stay, but there'll be different actions for Todd definitely this coming up season.
It'll be interesting. What role do you think Blanchfield will go into next year, Jackson?
I think he'll be a sixth man. And that's if Travers is coming back and if they, you know.
You hope or you think?
Do I hope Blanchfield comes? Do I hope Travers comes back?
No, do you hope or think Blanchfield is sixth man?
I think Blanchfield's sixth man. But, like, he showed his worth as a starter for the Boomers. Yep. But, like, they could easily just go out and get an import wing and, you know, change that. Or, but, like, if they try and get a local big, like a Kaya or a Dua Preeth or a Maker or somebody like that, then you could go, you know, import wing, import 4 or import 5.
Yep.
So it just depends on, you know, what marquee big they're trying to get. You know, if they try and get a marquee big. So it, we'll just have to wait and see.
another Wildcat, well, former Wildcat, was a big, had a couple big games too. Reece Fagg, he's currently playing in Japan at the moment in the second leg over there. Do you guys see a future in Vague in the NBL, even next season? I think it'd be easy to get considering he's playing second division in Japan. But you reckon an NBL team may want his presence this season, next season?
If anyone needs a shooter.
Yeah, it just depends on fit, really. Like, who in the NBL has, like, an open four-man spot? I mean,
backup four, yeah.
Yeah, backup four. He can play three, he can play five, you know, small ball five. So it just depends on what teams need and where he would suit best. Like I reckon Perth, if Wagstaff retires, there's a spot right there for a stretch four. Yep. So, like, you know, that's an obvious choice. But team like Adelaide, maybe. Like,
nah,
I think they have Galloway, but, like, you know, a team that was built around shooting and built on shooting that didn't perform as a shooting team.
Yeah.
You know, like, if CJ Bruton, you know, if he comes back and if he still wants to play that style, they need, like, legit shooters. So,
do you think he will be in the NBL next season?
Do I think he will? No. I think he'll stay in Japan. I think he likes it over there.
I reckon he'll come. I don't know what team.
If he's given a good contract.
Well, I reckon a team like Brisbane could do with him.
Right, yeah, now. That's what I was thinking. A Brisbane, a backup kind of 4-5 man that can score the ball when need be and do that.
And if Phoenix has re-signed Grant, maybe come down in Phoenix. Who knows? Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. You never know in free agency some players leave that are already contracted. We've seen that multiple times. So,
yeah.
Look, spots could open up anywhere. And at the moment, he could pretty well be, fit on any team, right?
Well, he'd be perfect for Cairns' team this year because Cairns were lacking shooters off the bench.
And they'll probably lose a lot of players too. So you just never know at this point of the season. But I think he deserves an NBL deal. Not NBA.
You went a bit early on that one.
It's a bit of a hot take.
He's still 26, 27, so
yeah, I think 4-time NBL champ, remind you all.
He's played just 82 games and he's won 4 championships.
Yeah.
That's an NBA season's worth of games, and that's unreal. Anyway, I also want to note about last thing about the Boomers game. It's funny in FIBA how they have the middle names for some players in the games, and I'm surprised with Kyle Adams' middle name. What's
Reginald. I don't think
it's Reginald. It's Reginade.
Why?
Ask Tyson.
Is it Reginald?
Oh, yeah, Reginade.
Well, there's no L. Because it's R-E-G-I-N-A-I-D. Reginade.
Look, I can tell you now.
Owen Fox, though, if you're listening to this podcast, you need to ask him. and we need to crack down on this.
It's an interesting middle name.
It is. We need to get a background on why his parents chose that name. But, yeah.
It'd be a good first name for him.
That would make him stick out, you know. You have your first names in basketball. Like, you've got your, you know, LeBron, Zion, Reginade. Like, it just works.
Anyway, moving on. I want to talk about the Tall Blacks as well. Another team that has a lot of NBL talent and a lot of New Zealand talent spread it across the league. They had 2 huge wins on the weekend against Saudi Arabia and
Lebanon.
Did they kill Lebanon? How many? Did
they beat? I was somewhat closer.
Lebanon's good. Lebanon almost probably beat the Boomers in the Asia Cup final.
They're probably the third best Asia team at the moment.
Yeah.
So they're one to look out for, Lebanon. But New Zealand, I put a post out during a week of what their potential depth chart could be, and that's a team that could surprise a lot of teams. It could be a real top place team. So I'm going to shout out my 5 that I've put in this post, and I think you guys might agree with this 5, but the Webster brothers in the backcourt, obviously, are the heart and soul of New Zealand basketball. You got Tom Abercrombie at the 3. They don't have many talented threes at the moment, New Zealand, but I know Abercrombie's 35, 36, but he's still starting for the Breakers, and look where they are. They're in the grand final series right now. So the guy can still play, and he may be not getting the huge stats as he did back in the day, but he still does the things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Finn Delaney at the four, I say. And look, if Steven Adams plays, it's unlikely, but you never know what could change. Piero Cameron as head coach, he knows him pretty well. If New Zealand basketball, the Tall Blacks reach an agreement with him, whatever his needs are, whatever his demands are, it could happen. But at this stage, probably like a 40% chance of happening. What do you reckon of that five, guys?
I reckon if Chet Yeo's healthy, play Shea over Tye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my other thing would be is that why wouldn't you just go, do what Cairns did this year, essentially, and like play Delaney at the three, which we know he can do.
And Delaney play at three. At the four.
I'd say Wartenberg at the
really?
Four. Yeah.
So wait, who's your five?
You go Wetzel.
Adams or Wetzel.
You'd go Wetzel. So you're going
Wetzel and one. Geez, that's a tall lineup.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
if that
but
would
it
work.
Can work. It'll work.
Would it work?
I don't think it'll work.
International basketball is quite big.
It could work on some teams, say Lithuania. You look at Lithuania, for example, they got
Sabonis and Valanciunas.
Valanciunas, it could work against those two. France, obviously, now they got Gobert, Wembanyama, potentially Embiid. So, look, some FIBA teams, I think Serbia as well, they got Jokic, Boban. Some of these European teams have two, huge 7 footers that like are their two best players in the team. So, look, it could work for some teams. Well, it could work for New Zealand here.
I'm trying to picture Yanni and Wartenberg. I just can't.
You don't think it would work?
I think it would work because
Yanni hasn't played for the Tall Blacks ever, so I haven't seen him.
Wartenberg would work because he would just stretch the floor at the four and be a help defender on the paint and just block shots everywhere. Like, it could work.
The other guys I have in this team, too, we've mentioned Isaac Fotu, Wartenberg. You mentioned Shaley as well. The other three guys here, Liatha, combo guard, can play the one, can play the two. One of the better defenders. Yeah, great defender. And can score the ball if need be. Kind of like, he's similar to Shaley. A bit more offense in his game. But I reckon you can interchange Ty Webster, Liatha, Ty Webster, Illy. Webster, Corey Webster with Shaley or Liatha, you can intertwine with those four guys at any stage, any of those four backup guards, well, four guards in general, you could swap them around at any point. I also got Tarangi, obviously, as that backup three.
Well, that'll be his first World Cup ever.
Yeah, really? I was just about to say that. I was talking to him a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that, he's missed two World Cups due to injury. Like, the last one, I want to say he was with... It was 2019, so would Brisbane. He have been with... Yeah, he would have been Brisbane, and he was injured.
Yeah.
And then the one before that, he was injured for that as well. So it will be his first World Cup, which is quite a good story if he stays healthy.
Yeah, and also, do you think he starts over Abercrombie at all?
Potentially.
Yeah. Mm. Also, these last few games, he's been balling.
Yeah.
And that extra man I've got there is Flynn Cameron, a guy that I think will dominate the NBL next year as a rookie. Obviously, his dad is Piero Cameron, who's the coach of the team. So there's no doubt Flynn Cameron will probably find a spot on this team. But he's a sensational player too. I think he was probably the second best player behind Torrey Smith-Milne in the Asia Cup last year. And he's been unreal for UC Riverside. He dropped 18 against the Illawarra Hawks in the preseason game this year when they came down. He's a guy to watch out for in the NBL next year if he comes over. I think he likely is. But he's a guy that is, unbelievable scorer, well, shooter, I should say. And, you got to add him in. Young guy in there. Is anyone missing from the squad, though? I feel like the guys that are a bit harsher, Hiram Harris, Vodanovic, Rob Lowe, look, if my thing is, if Adams obviously doesn't play, I'd might move Wetzel up to the starting five position, Wartenberg back up five, and Lowe in the team there.
Poole might replace Lowe. Poole could be there with Lowe.
Who?
Where he's been playing.
Smith-Milne.
Smith-Milne over Lowe?
I mean, they'll be both having dogfight. I reckon if it's a camp for it, it'd be.
I'd love to see, and I was just going to say this for the Boomers, I'd love to see them do like intra-squad games, just broadcast. I'd love
a New Zealand-Australia game down here, practice game just before they head to Asia.
Yeah. It'll be sensational. And also, I'd just like to propose this, a tri-series between Australia and New Zealand, and also a team which we'll probably talk about in South Sudan, who just qualified for the first World Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of Sudanese Australians, South Sudanese Australians in that team too. I think half their team is Australian.
Yeah.
To look at guys, Chilwell Chil will be playing for that team, Majok Jing, Deng Deng,
Bulkwo, Sunday Dech,
Junior Madut, Kwani, captain of the team. Who else am I missing? Denga Koot could be in that team. Jackson McCoy would have been back a point guard there if he wasn't injured. So they got a lot of South Sudanese Australians that have also played in the NBL, so they're a team to watch out to, and they are involved in my hot take, which I'll get to later. But look, I would like that a tri series between those three teams,
right here in Melbourne too. Exactly, you know, just
yeah. Well, look, if Australia has the NBA, most of their NBA guys come here too, they'll sell out wherever it is, Red Laver, Kudos Bank, they'll sell it anywhere. So they probably should have plans by now, but. You know, you never know with these things. I'm looking forward to the World Cup. So, yeah. Sam Mitchell, that was the big talking point. I think that happened after we recorded last week.
Yeah, a couple hours after.
I'll ask you first, Aiden, was this news to you shocking at all that Sam Mitchell won't coach the Phoenix anymore?
Not really. We did talk about it during the season that I said it'd probably be his last.
Yeah.
Didn't know, like, where, and, like, if he got sacked or Mitchell released, but. I think I did say he. I would be surprised if he did come back, if anything. But
yeah.
Not really surprised.
Jackson, what are your thoughts on this? Were you surprised at all?
Kind of. Like, just because he's been there since, like, day one. Like, he's been the guy. When you think of Southeast Melbourne, besides Mitch Creek, you think of Simon Mitchell. So, yeah. But, like, you and I were in that last press conference. Like, he was just...
That went for half an hour.
Yeah. He was just mentally drained, though. Like, he was done. And, yeah, like...
Tommy Grew knew it.
Yeah. Like, I think take a year off, take 2 years off, but he'll be back somewhere.
Commentating is what I hear.
Yeah. He said in an interview with ESPN's Olga Nulich that he would like to go into media in some capacity. So,
It'd be awesome to have him commentate games, to have a coach, a recent coach as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And a good coach, unlike Andrew Gaze, unfortunately. sorry. I shouldn't be harsh on the goat, but no, like a recent coach.
You and Greg Hyde dissing Andrew Gaze's coaching.
Well, come on.
Well, he's a better player. There. Yeah, no, the proof is in improving his
coaching. But no, you know, a coach in there. That has been in the game recently would be, you know, a great person to have in the booth. So, well, I should say at games.
Yes.
Hope they do it. I'm hearing they will do it for all the Sydney games in the grand final. Hopefully, New Zealand already do it. So that's a bonus. But, be interesting to see where Simon Mitchell goes next. But who do you think Phoenix hired? Is obviously the casual rumors of Brian Gorge again, which is. Probably 0% chance happening 1%, now.
We'll give it 1%. We'll give it the 1% love. It'll give the 1%.
Very,
the 1%.
Very low chance. You know, he seems to be wanting to stick in Asia and build the Asian EuroLeague over there. Trevor Gleeson is the name that pops up as well. And you got the usual suspects like the Judd Flavels, I guess, the Jacob Chance. Guys like that, assistant coaches around the league that have been assistant
Mike
coaches.
Kelly.
Yeah, guys like that have been around the league for ages. But or do they go, you know, to the US? Do they look for a guy like a Chase Buford or a Scott Roth, I guess, kind of, or even a Moni Mayor, someone international outside of Australia and New Zealand? And what do you think will end up happening here?
It'll be an Australian coach. That's all I know.
You reckon?
I don't reckon it'll be anyone overseas.
Do you think it would be an Australian coach that is based overseas?
Yeah.
That is in the G League.
Well, that could be Capon.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Does Capon want to coach the NBL, though?
I don't know, but he would be a good hire.
He was close to going to Adelaide two seasons ago.
Yeah, wasn't he interviewed for the Perth job as well? Not last season, yes, which really got, was. But the Morrison season.
He would have last year anyway. They would have had a chat with him. So, yeah, I don't know if he wants to come to the NBL. You got Matt Nielsen as well. He's an assistant coach though for the Spurs.
Yeah, he's with the Spurs. Yeah.
Well, you kind of want someone that knows the FIBA, you know, rules. You don't want an American coach that
comes look at Chase Buford, Aiden. Look at Chase Buford.
Chase has done a bit. He's adapted, but he still gets mad at stuff that he doesn't understand. That's what I'm trying to say.
True. Jackson, where do you think they go?
Look, if they can get Gleason, you know, well, for this conversation, it'll be, you know, if we get Gleason, great. But if we don't get Gleason, who would you get? And for me, I would, if you want somebody in the league right now who's had head coaching experience but has taken a bit of time off and gone somewhere else, you get Mike Kelly. But if you go all in on somebody, I reckon you go all in on Jacob Chance. I think he's the next guy out of that Adam Ford type mold, you know, guy from Perth, did a couple of years as an assistant somewhere else. And then, yeah, I think it could work. And, you know, what do South East Melbourne need? What have they lacked for many seasons now? Defense. You take a guy who is under Gleason, who is now under Roth in a very good defensive system, and you bring it over. So I think that's who they get.
My suggestion is, if they can't get Gleason, you don't always have to look at the local options. I say they go for a Scott Roth kind of guy, an American that as coaching, it has a lot of G League experience, but not only that, has coached at least a couple years in Europe just to understand the FIBA rules or even coach a national team. I think Scott Roth was... coach of China, I think he was. Yeah. He coached in FIBA. Like, he's got a long resume. Like, he was assistant coach in the NBA in the 90s. So, someone with that sort of experience, you know, is what I'll go for if you're looking for an American coach. But it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Do they start fresh and go with a first-time Aussie coach? Or do they go for an experienced guy and win straight away? Because when you got guys like Brockhoff and Creek, how much time does Brockhoff have left? Does Creek want to stay there for his whole career? Probably, but you know, do you want to win now or do you want to build this up again gradually? It will be a tough decision.
I will just say this about Gleason. How fun would it be, and I talked about this with my dad like 2 years ago when Brockhoff first signed, how fun would it be for a Trevor Gleason off, you know, flex offense with Ryan Brockhoff.
Mm.
Like, that would be just, that would just destroy the league.
Yeah.
Like, if you have Brockhoff, and let's just say it's NBA Brockhoff, and you run him in that, like, Clint Steindl, Todd Blanchfield role, like, that would be unstoppable.
Tarico White, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would break the league. Like, if you have that as your second option, league's done. So,
yeah,
that would be like really fun to watch, but it would be very terrifying to play against.
Like, exactly. Let's we've got a grand final series that starts on Friday. I know people are starting to forget about it now because we've had this whole 2 week break, but we'll quickly we shared our predictions. We still stick with them. I'm saying breakers in four. You still.
I said breakers in five. Yep.
Yep. And Jackson.
I said Kings in four.
Okay. So we're still sticking with those predictions, obviously. And before we go into the grand final series, so I want to ask one thing. You guys give me one guy on either team that you think needs to or you think actually will step up in this grand final series to make sure that their team wins the championship. Jackson, whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first. My man, the MVP, Ryan Repair, will have to step up for New Zealand for them to win. And then for Sydney, a guy like Sean Bruce off the bench needs to step up.
Okay. Why Repair?
I just feel like he's going to ball out and prove to scouts that he's top three material. in draft.
Top three material.
Yeah.
No.
It's a bit of a hot take, but you never know.
So you're saying if he has a good grand final series,
say he gets like 15, 8, and 5. I reckon that's...
That's insane numbers, but yeah.
15, as in 15, as in 8 boards, not assists.
Okay.
5, yeah. Yeah, 5 assists, but yeah.
Jackson?
So for Sydney, like, you just asked this on the spot, so I'm trying to think. So for Sydney, I'd say Jordan Hunter. And the reason why is because you've looked at their past couple games, like in particular game 2 Cairns, when like Cooks went down injured, Suarez fouled out. Like, what if that happens? What if one of their other big men foul out or get injured? Hunter will need to step up. And he's, you know, he's going to be playing 5 to 10 minutes a game. Like, that's fine. But, like, he needs to, you know, make those minutes count. Like, you know, he hasn't really been as good of a player as he was 2 seasons ago before his injury. And that's maybe a bit to do with just opportunity. Like, maybe that's just due to a different system being run. And, like, now he's tried to bring a three-point shot into his arsenal, which is fine, but, like, it isn't dropping down. So if it drops down, he will be a very impactful player. But, like, he just needs a couple blocks or, you know, a couple big defensive plays or a couple big dunks, and he'll need to step up in those situations. For New Zealand, let's stick with big men, Rob Lowe. Like, what if Pardon, you know, Pardon's going to be playing high 30 minutes. But, like, what if Pardon gets into a situation, like I said before with Sydney? Like, he's going to need to step up. Like, who was it against? And he had, like, 15 points, and Pardon wasn't playing because he fouled out. I'm trying to think.
For Sydney.
Brisbane. He fouled out against Brisbane.
Yeah, and, like, he hit a couple threes at the end of the game to basically win it. So, but like their bench just as a whole, besides Barry Brown Jr., who will probably come off the bench, they're going to need to step up in those situations, like for both teams, obviously, but like in particular New Zealand, because besides Brown, they don't have scoring off the bench. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it pans out.
For me, I think Abercrombie needs to step up. You know, a veteran guy, he's got to have to lead them. He's a guy that's won how many? I think he's won 4 championships.
I think 4 or 5.
I think he's won 4.
4.
Yeah, 4. Maybe 5. I don't know how many he's won. 4. He's won 4.
Check quickly.
But I think with his veteran experience and his leadership, like he's been there. He's been to the grand final at least 5 times. And I think, you know, with that experience in the past, I think they got to need that and need that from him to help them get over the line in this series. 4 championships, yeah. He's won a finals MVP too. So with his leadership and experience, I think that's what the Breakers need from him to be able to get over the line. For Sydney, I think Justin Simon, his defensive presence. Look, he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, but I think he not really step up because he's been consistent on that end the whole year, but in regards to guys like Barry Brown, who will be guarding and potentially McDowell White or Brantley on some occasions, he needs to lock those guys up, especially Barry Brown, and make sure those guys don't go off in monstrous games that lead the Breakers to a championship. So there's my 2 guys. Let's go with hot takes, and then we'll get into a change of segments. But hot takes, who wants to go first, Aiden?
Yeah, I'll go with that stat line. I reckon repair 15, 8, and 5.
That is a huge hot take.
I'll take 15, 6, and 5, but something like around those numbers.
I'm scared that we have the same hot take. So who wants to go first, Evan?
You go first, Jackson.
Okay, South Sudan will make the knockout stage. Is that the exact same as you?
No, well, similar. I say South Sudan. I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but I've gone World Cup. Like, I say South Sudan will finish above New Zealand in the World Cup. Is that a hot take? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say so. They're higher ranked than them, I'm pretty sure.
The casual international basketball fan doesn't understand how good South Sudan... Only, I feel like only Australians and South Sudanese people actually understand how good this team is. I think they got to add a couple NBA players in there too. Wenyen Gabriel, who plays for the Lakers, and JT4 plays for the Hornets. And you got JLA in there. You know, Bull Qual, Sunday Dech, some of the best defenders in the NBL right now. I think they'll finish above New Zealand. You look at that talent. And they will surprise a lot of teams. No one will have any idea that how good they'll be going into the tournament. And
their guard rotation is really good.
Yeah,
it's sensational. Their guard and forward rotation is like top notch.
They are easily the best African team going into this tournament. And
as long as like Nigeria don't pull out
they're out.
You know, dual citizens from America, like
Nigeria's not in it.
Oh, they're not?
No, they didn't make it.
Really? No. So they made the Olympics, but not the World Cup. Wow, yep. Okay.
And they beat America as well. I know. Talent. So they didn't make it.
No Caleb Agata.
So did Argentina.
Did Lithuania make it? Yeah.
Yep. South Korea, well, they couldn't make it initially. There were some issues at the start. Who else can make it? Senegal, another African team there. So, yeah. No Croatia as well. They're a pretty big team. So it'll be an interesting tournament, but I think South Sudan will surprise a lot of teams. All right, moving on. Instead of rapid questions I usually do, I'm going to give you guys, I'll probably say five players, and you guys, tell me where
players.
You think.
Five players is too easy.
No, I'll give you five players, and you guys tell me where you think. I'll give you guys five players each. How's that sound? And you guys tell me where you think each of these guys will be by next season. I'll start with you first, Jackson. Kai Soto.
Asia. Don't know where, but I'm just saying Asia.
You gotta give me somewhere precise.
To the team in the country.
Japan.
No team.
Japan.
Here we go. And Gorjak Gak.
Brisbane. He'll be back in Brisbane.
Oof. Sure?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on
a stand right here. Like, I'm on, you know, a trial. Like, you're just are you sure?
No. Listen to Olgan and Kane's latest podcast episode on ESPN. It doesn't sound like he'll be back at Brisbane. But,
okay.
He signed for Willerton in Perth. For NBL1, so I mean, I'm
something to keep your eye
I'm not sure that there's anything to that, but I'm just saying that that's happened. So
you never
Jackson,
know.
We'll go with the big guy here, Keanu Pinder. Where does he end up?
Let's say Melbourne.
What?
Jeez
Louise.
But Melbourne. I can see him going to a big team in the NBL, really? Either a Perth or a Melbourne or a Southeast Melbourne or a Sydney, like somewhere like that with big money that can pay him. I don't think it'll be Perth though, because there's a book coming out about his dad. So that'll be interesting to see what happens. But
Mango Mathiang.
He'll be back in where's he right now?
He's in Israel.
Yeah, he'll be back in Israel.
You don't think he'll be in the NBL next season?
He'll want to get paid.
Well, you'd still get paid here. You'd probably get as much.
Yeah,
as
but I don't reckon he'll. No, I reckon he'll go try his trade in Europe again.
No. Jackson, I'm going to give you Isaac Humphries.
Brisbane.
Because of Shula?
Yeah. He didn't sound like he was going back in all those interviews that he did.
Camera shot.
For the Boomers. So, yeah. I think Brisbane.
Adding another big free agent, Will McDowell-White.
He'll stay in New Zealand. As much as I would love him in Brisbane, he won't in Brisbane.
I think he, if he's staying in the NBL, will be with the Breakers, I think.
Yeah.
The NBL said all the teams are targeting him. Of course, why wouldn't you try and get him? But I think...
I will just say, season, everybody, every team that was mentioned in that article was everybody that was targeting him last season.
Yeah.
Well, so,
who wouldn't want to target him?
Exactly.
Anyway, it's stupid. But I think, yeah, if he stays in the NBL, no doubt it'll be with the Breakers.
Well, he's not going in G League again, so you can
remember. No, he hates the G League. He calls it a... What did he call it? A pickup,
glorified pickup basketball.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, Europe or Breakers for him. Jackson, let's go with Luke Travis.
Cleveland Charge, or whatever they will be called in a year's time.
Yeah. The G League
affiliate.
Yep. Aiden, let's go with Carl Adam.
Cool. This might surprise you guys, but I'm going to go Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Yeah.
What makes you think Adelaide?
I don't know. They need a backup point guard. Sunday won't. They won't. No. Need a point guard. Yeah.
Okay. Something different.
And he started in LA. It's a gig.
Yeah, he did. DP, he was there. He spent a DP at Adelaide, Illawarra. Who else?
Sydney. Oh,
someone else. Sydney, Melbourne, Phoenix. Part of five teams. So he goes everywhere. Jackson, I'm going to say Xavier Cooks.
Sydney or
no. One time.
Okay. Do I have to specify which NBA team or can I just say NBA?
If you want to specify a team, go ahead.
Okay. But
if you want to think you'll
if
be
in Buford NBA... let's say San Antonio.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I see that. Follow-up question, that you think they'll be by the end of this season?
I think it'll be after the World Cup.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be after this season finishes, but I think he'll dominate so well for the Boomers that he'll get a call-up after that. It happened with Landale. He balled out against the US in Las Vegas, and then he got a contract. So we'll see.
Mm. And final one for you, Aiden. Let's go with Matt Kenyon.
He'll be back home in Brisbane. Limit it up, I'm just sure.
Is he from Brisbane?
No, I don't know. I know he played there. I'm saying, as in, like, because he played in Brisbane.
Yeah, he did play there. I'm not sure if he is.
Well, he played for Daniel a few years ago in NBL 1.
And he did play in the G League for a bit. He played for the Lakers.
He's from New South Wales. He's a New South Wales.
Okay.
But I don't see him going to other clubs.
You don't see him staying at Tassie?
No. I reckon he's going to become that defensive-minded player in Brisbane because they don't have defense.
All right. Well, there you go. You guys got anything to add? Grand final this Friday and game two Sunday. I think it's sold out for New Zealand's game, which is great to see. Packed crowd at Spark again. Good crowd in Sydney on Friday as well, expected. You guys got anything to add for the grand final series?
Go New Zealand. No.
You're tipping Sydney. How can you say go New Zealand?
let's go to five games.
Yes.
Let's go to five games.
Let's go to five games indeed.
I don't think it will happen, but let's go to five.
Let's go to five let's games. I want a good grand final series. I want a good grand final series, and I'm sure everyone else does. But thank you guys for tuning in for another episode, and we'll see you guys next week. See ya.